sound of a delusional generation. My name's Admira, and I'm here with Steven and Ashby. I think we could all agree that our generation is delusional, whether it's about partying, love, or just being unrealistic. We think that all is good and nothing can go wrong for us. So, Steven, I know you found some delusion with partying. Can you talk about that for us?
Yeah, I mean, everyone can be delusional sometimes, but our generation thinks that nothing could go wrong for them. Just look at the constant partying. Almost every teen and young adult in our generation parties. It's a repetitive behavior that we honestly see no harm in. You know, let's play a quick snip of Wiz Khalifa's Young, Wild, and Free song.
So what, we get drunk? So what, we smoke weed? We're just having fun. We don't care who sees.
Oh, shit.
So what, we go out?
Hey, we get a lighter.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Listening to the song, I understand why our generation is described with statements like drinking games, keg parties, waking up in someone else's bed. I feel like the behavior is all reckless. But I mean, we are considered the world's hardest partying generation. What do you think?
I'd have to agree when you mention the reckless behavior. I mean, the first two lines of the song even say, "So what, we get drunk? So what, we smoke weed?" Right there is your first indication of delusion. I mean, we have this so-what attitude and don't even think about the negative effects of drugs and alcohol. And just to elaborate a little further, the justification we use is it's all for fun. But when you really think about it, what is fun about hangovers and overdosing?
Yeah, I think our generation just likes the thought of partying and having fun. But the most ironic reality is a statement I read from this article saying, perhaps most surprisingly, we are some of the most health-conscious people in the country. We have lower smoking rates, we exercise, we eat organic foods, but many of us are drinking decidedly unhealthy amounts of alcohol.
Exactly. Partying is just fun for us. We neglect the realities of partying. Most of them end in fights, injuries, and drunk kids. But how many times have you heard of people going to work with hangovers? Or people just not taking care of responsibilities all because they're too drugged out? Partying constantly doesn't just go away after the night is done. I mean, you feel the effects later, and our generation just doesn't think about that. I guess that's just a part of living young, wild, and free, though.
That's right. Our generation doesn't think long-term, but instead within the moment. This kind of applies to love, too. I mean, Ashby, I know you had some thoughts on our generation with love. What song do you think displays our love lives best?
Well, Miley Cyrus has a popular song called Wrecking Ball that can definitely relate.
Yeah, that's fairly new. Let's play a snip of that.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't ever lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Every time I listen to this song, I get a different interpretation of it. There's definitely a lot of delusion in the song, and it is all based on acting without thinking. Like many teens in this generation will do anything for someone that they think they love. The beginning of this song has a perfect example of this with the simple line saying, "We jumped, never asking why." I interpreted this as if they jumped blindly into love without asking. Hey, why the heck are we doing this? The whole song basically displays the love Miley had for her ex-fiancé and how it fell apart in stages.
Let me just add real quick, I'm glad you brought up the fact that the song had to do with her ex-fiancé. There's an interesting fact from Pew Statistics that states how 75% of this generation are not married. That number is huge. Do you think that has something to do with the delusion?
I think that the number is high because the generation rushes everything. They believe that they're in love within a few days of just being together.
They're delusional and do not realize that love takes time. When they rush into things without actually knowing someone, most marriages end in divorce or are over before they even start. The chorus, and probably the part most people know, "I came in like a wrecking ball, I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls," is a great example of how this generation goes full force into love, or rushes right in. She states that all she wanted to do was break his walls, or, in other words, get his guard down. But it takes time and effort to get comfortable with someone, something that she clearly didn't consider. The lyrics prove this point over and over again. Just another quick example. She says, "I put you high up in the sky," and then a line later she says, "It slowly turned, you let me burn, and now we're ashes on the ground." So she praised him and their relationship, and before she knew it, it came crashing down. A perfect example of how the generation believes that nothing can go wrong for them, but once it does, it hits hard.
You really couldn't have said it any better. It just seems that this generation is unrealistic about their choices with love and partying. Steven, you had some interesting facts on this generation being unrealistic in general. Can you touch on that?
I definitely can agree with everything said so far. And it just goes to show that this generation, or I could even say our generation, is really unrealistic. I think the song Rockstar by Nickelback is actually a great example of this generation's unrealistic thoughts that in turn make them delusional. Can we play back a part of it?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Let's go for it.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
For what you need,
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done, man.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Find a star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. 'Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving.
This song sure knows how to do it big. I mean, just listening to it, you can hear all the luxuries famous people enjoy. Things such as huge houses and tons of cars, Hollywood and unlimited credit cards. Right from the get-go, you could say that this is not realistic for many of the kids in our generation. Because it takes a lot of hard work to obtain such money to do these things. I mean, that is really, like, where the delusion comes from. The generation wants these things and think they can have them, but have no plan for action. Like, seriously, how many of your friends are really going to become rock stars?
Well, I'd like to share an interesting part of an article really quick that says the most common dreams of young people are acting, sports, music, and screenwriting. In 2004, a national survey found that more college freshmen wanted to be an actor or entertainer than wanted to be a vet or a doctor or a dentist or anything like that. 1 out of 20 college students expect to become an actor, artist, or musician. I think that ties in with what you're saying.
It does tie in, yeah. Much of our generation wants to become an entertainer, but most won't. I mean, they are delusional if they think they are each going to make it big. Another quick, interesting lyric that shares a characteristic with the other songs we discussed is the one that says, "I'm going to trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name." Again, they're giving everything they have just for one common goal. For partying, they don't care what it takes, even if it's their liver. They just want to have fun. For love, Miley gave everything, and the love still came tumbling down. Many give their all in the thought that they can make it big and make tons of money as an entertainer. Then they are hit hard with the news that they didn't make it big. I mean, it's all part of just one big delusional cycle.
Yeah, I think the generation is so trusting and they believe in themselves a little too much. They don't think about reality and the things that could go wrong.
Yeah, that is definitely their biggest downfall.
Absolutely. Being delusional to reality will only come back to bite you.
That was awesome, guys. Thanks for your opinions and thoughts. Credits to YouTube and Generation Me.